Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Vocalist Susie Boggess has had a storied career within and beyond the world of country music, with platinum and gold albums to her credit, along with a Grammy Award and many more honors. She's performed everywhere from the White House to a Prairie Home Companion. Her latest CD, Lucky, interprets the songs of Merle Haggard. She'll perform at the Belfry and Sisters on Friday, February 21st, and she joins us by phone at KLCC. Thanks for taking the time, Susie.
Oh, well, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for helping me get the word out. I appreciate it.
What first drew you to Merle Haggard's songs growing up?
Well, my dad was worked at International Harvester, and he was in a carpool, and the guys all liked to listen to country on the way to work, and so there were a bunch of 8-tracks in my dad's car, and then, you know, I inherited that car once I got my driver's license, and so, you know, being a cheapskate and having no money, I played his music, and that's how I really got to, you know, get close to Merle's material was in the car and driving around town in my dad's fishing car and blasting Merle out the windows. And it kind of set me apart, you know, in my little town. I think it made me feel pretty cool that I knew about something that was kind of, you know, dangerous. Country music was kind of dangerous.
Yeah, some of Merle Haggard's songs definitely have danger and other difficulties within them, as well as beauty, that's for sure.
Yeah, he writes some of the most, heartfelt, just human relationship stories that are, just as far as the craft of them, they're just amazing. But then when you get down to the depth of, how he tears us down and looks inside of us, it's pretty amazing.
When the songs are so familiar and ingrained, do you find it harder to reinvent them in your own style?
Well, there were some that I was really, I really did have a hard time with that I just didn't want to do somebody else's version of it, because a lot of these songs have been covered for years, you know. And so, for instance, the bottle Let Me Down, I was really careful that I wanted it to, you know, kind of smack of my own band's sound. You know, we like to blues things up a little bit. And so I thought, you know, we'll slow it down and kind of give it a little bluesier, jazzier flair. And there's songs like Silver Wings, same thing, you know, it's just like, the song has been around and every person, whoever wanted to sing at a bar has sung that song. So I tried to just give it a little bit of, you know, artistic flair with a visual that I had going when I was singing the song, which is, you know, kind of a more very Western kind of desert vibe to it.
Silver Wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight.
Susie Boggess from her CD Lucky on KLCC. Did shifting the songs from a male to female perspective present any challenges for you?
There were a few songs, and there were some that I just kind of had to say no to. I mean, I just, but really, it would have been real difficult for me to pull off Okie from Muskogee. And it would have been hard for me to do Branded Man or I had to say no to Mama Tried. But, you know, my whole purpose was to pick out songs that Merle had written and to sort of illuminate how he is so good at being universal with these feelings.
Did you have any direct contact with Merle in the process of recording the album or since it's come out?
I did. I called him ahead of time to let him know I was doing it because I didn't want him to hear about it from somebody else. And then after it was done, I kind of sneaked a I sneaked a record to him, and he called me up and was just amazingly sweet and complimentary, and I was walking around my house hyperventilating and trying to act cool.
One interesting thing to me about your approach on this record is enlisting a lot of backup singers who are primarily songwriters in their own right, and yet there is no songwriting of yours or theirs on this CD. I'm curious why you chose who you chose to sing with you.
I hang out with a lot of singer-songwriters. I love them. They're, you know, it's my, I keep thinking that their amazing gifts will rub off on me. And I got Teresa Berg and Gretchen Peters because I travel with them a lot. We have a kind of an alter ego singing group called Wine Women and Song.
You've had many other collaborations over the years as well, from Chet Atkins to Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel. Any particular collaborations that have really inspired you musically, not just during a project, but that have really changed your directions?
Well, you know, that's part of the reason I pick folks like that to work with is that, you know, they stretch me. I love guitar players. I have such a reverence for them. I feel like when they bring their particular styles to your record, that it does flavor the music. It's like a spice.
It really is a different time in your career than back in the days when the Platinum Capitol Records and the major label machine were a part of what was going on in your life. Are you content and comfortable with where the independent recording career is taking you?
Oh, I'm totally happy. Yeah. You know, the truth is I'm very grateful that I had Capitol all those years to get my name out there. No matter if I'm, you know, in an arena or if I'm in a little small place like the Belfry, this is what I love to do, and I want to share the music with someone. I don't want to sing for myself in my living room. I get nothing from that, but I love to communicate and have the energy of the audience and hope that I'm putting some energy into them as well, and that whole give and take of the live situation.
Suzy Boggess, who will perform at the Belfry and Sisters this Friday, February 21st at 7:30 p.m. She's touring behind her new CD, Lucky, which reinterprets classic songs of Merle Haggard. Tickets and more information on the show at belfryevents.com and more on Suzy Boggess and Lucky at suzyboggess.com. Thanks so much for your time today, Suzy.
And thank you. I really appreciate it, and I'll hope to see you down the line, Eric.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
Play with fire, and the other game.